The federal government's approved a controversial coal mine in Queensland's Central West. The $6.5 billion Alpha Coal Project sparked a public row between the state and federal governments earlier this year. Among other things, there were federal claims that Queensland's environmental assessment process was shambolic. The mine and a rail project associated with it have now got the go-ahead, but the political argy-bargy continues. Stephanie Smale reports.
The Alpha Coal Project will be one of Australia's largest coal mines if it goes ahead. It's one of nine proposed in the resource-rich Galilee Basin and is expected to produce 30 million tonnes of coal. Soon after it was elected, the Liberal National Party decided to fast-track the project. The Federal Environment Minister, Tony Burke, wasn't happy.
They, for example, told us in their media release that they weren't going to complete the work. And at that exact same media release said, and we're now waiting for the Commonwealth to finish the job, and started to accuse us of delays. Yet we're talking about billions of dollars of investment and one of the most precious environmental assets on the planet. When you've got a cocktail of those two, you shouldn't be playing the sort of shambolic games and operations that we were seeing out of the Queensland government.
He says Queensland's analysis ignored the potential impact of mine runoff on the Great Barrier Reef. After completing a separate environmental impact study, he's approved the project with 19 conditions.
Particular water quality management plans will now have to be put in place. Particular work on runoff, whether it be because of earthworks or whether it be because of coal dust, will have to be done now. And we end up with much better environmental standards.
Queensland's Deputy Premier Jeff Seeney says the decision was inevitable.
I think there was a lot of politics played by the federal government, who for the first time had to deal with an LNP government in Queensland. This was the first approval after the LNP won government in Queensland. So I think there was a lot of politics played by Tony Burke and Julia Gillard.
He insists the decision has vindicated the state's environmental assessment processes.
There's been no major issues identified as being deficient in the environmental impact study that was done. Certainly the rhetoric at the time indicated that the Queensland approvals process was somehow deficient. That has been found to be quite untrue.
The Indian conglomerate GVK and Australian company Hancock Coal own the project, which also includes a 500-kilometre railway line from the port of Abbott Point near Bowen in North Queensland. Patricia Julian from the Mackay Conservation Group says it will be catastrophic for local plant and animal species.
I think both levels of government have a lot to answer for in allowing these kinds of mines to proceed. There will be a net loss of biodiversity. There will be big floods that come through and create problems downstream. Pollution will go downstream to the Burdekin Dam. It's inevitable. It's just a matter of when.
She says the approval conditions don't go far enough to protect the delicate region.
We know there's a lot of arboreal species. Includes koalas, includes threatened species, includes the ornamental snake. It's just all through that area. We've got endangered species through that area. And to allow mines of this scale and size and try to say that damage can be offset is absolutely ridiculous.
Queensland's Deputy Premier Jeff Seeney says the project is predicted to create thousands of jobs and pour millions into the economy. But he says despite federal approval, there's no guarantee the project will go ahead.
The company has to make the investment decisions. They have to now consider the conditions. Given the world economy, the situation the way it is, I don't think we can take that for granted by any stretch of the imagination.
Queensland's Deputy Premier Jeff Seeney ending Stephanie Smale's report.